Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, who is not in Phoenix, Arizona. She's in the studio.
And I'm so excited to be here. This is just awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're excited to have everybody with us today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL. You know what that stands for?
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes. A lot of home-based business owners, unfortunately, are in the NFL. We're going to be talking about everything from Bible to business, and we also want to pray for your business as well. We believe that you need to pray for your business, and we want to pray for your business. So we're going to be praying for our guest business, who I'm going to introduce you to in just a moment. But we want you to go to our Facebook page and let us know what your business name is and what's going on. We want to pray for your business. You want to do that on the Facebook page. You can also go to asanetwork.biz and you can post there as well your prayer. And we want to pray for your business there as well. So I can't think of anyone better to start us off with a prayer than Deborah Smith, who's in studio with us, and she's going to help us honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your holy presence. We thank you for the honor and the privilege to be here. We thank you, Father God, that we can just come before you, Father God, and lift you up and just acknowledge our relationship with you and what you've done through your Son on the cross for us, how he defeated the enemy on our behalf, and how he is sitting at your right hand interceding for us for everything we need. And your spirit lives within us that gives us the victory we need day by day. And Father God, we just thank you for that. We also want to lift up and thank Christ the King World Radio for being the light into this dark world, Father God. And we thank you. That light is getting brighter and brighter every day. We thank you for World Media Ministries, Father God, that is reaching out to so many to help them to get their message out, Father God, because you told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And Father God, that's just what they're doing. And we lift up All Star Success Alliance, Father God, for Bible to Business, helping others understand how to enhance their relationships and their businesses God's way, your way, Father God, because that's how we honor you, Father God. And we also want to thank you for this great country of America that you've given us, Father God, that is a gatekeeper for the world, Father God. And right now we're under some challenges, but we trust and believe that if we get on our face before you, Father God, that you're going to turn things around and you're going to deliver us into the victory that you have given to us. And Father God, we specifically lift up the states. We lift up Governor Deval Patrick in Massachusetts, and we lift up Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder. And we thank you, Father God, for your hand to be upon them. Give them wisdom as leaders. We lift up our President Barack Hussein Obama and our Vice President Joe Biden, and Father God, and our Supreme Court justices, our armed forces, Father God. We're praying and believing for godly leaders, Father God,
that
will just walk and lead us in the direction you would have us to go, Father God. And if they are making a law that is not honorable to you, Father God, we just pray that that law will fall and will not succeed and will not be on the books, Father God. We turn all of this over to you, trusting and ask you to guide and lead us every step of the way. Father God, we especially ask also for Mommy Darling.
Welcome, baby darling.
Welcome, baby darling. And we just ask you to continue to bless the women, Father God, and the families that are having babies, Father God, that we are blessing them in a way that they can care for them in the way that they need to, Father God, to know that they're not alone in this journey. And we ask a special blessing on them. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. We are excited to be able to pray for your business, and we have an awesome guest in the studio. Her name is Karen Engel. She is with Welcome Baby Darling. In fact, she's the owner of Welcome Baby Darling. She's been talking about that with us all morning, and we're going to continue that conversation and a lot more. In fact, one of the things, Karen, we like to do is cover some chapters in the Circle Maker book. This is an awesome book that I started reading several months ago. It's by Mark Batterson. Uh-huh. And what happens in this book is that he goes through and teaches us how to pray better. Because I found out after reading the book that I was not praying properly. I was praying crazy prayers. Well, they weren't crazy prayers, but they were prayers based upon me. Based upon my specific needs. Okay, like I need a new car.
Help me.
I need a house. I need a car. You know, I need for this and that. Okay, I need for you to do this, God, and that. You know, it's like I'm ordering God around, right?
Yes.
All my prayers dealt with what God needs to do for me today, mm-hmm. right? And in his prayers, in the book, he outlines a specific type of prayer that he calls a circle maker type prayer. And as we're going through it, I'm just really loving this book. So we're on chapter 11 now. We're talking about.
And actually, you know what? There's so much great stuff in chapter 10. Uh-huh. I yeah. really would like to just go back and pick up some
Absolutely.
Of that because
we
it's that. Like this stuff that you just don't want to let go of.
We can do that.
One of the things he says is that when God gives a vision, he makes provision. Mm-hmm. And so we need to expect that to happen and be looking for it so that we can see those things that we need. And we never know where those miracles are going to come from.
Right.
Well, we do our part and we let him start orchestrating his part. And then you had mentioned last time about, you know, this, have this chicken, game of chicken that mm-hmm. God plays
yeah.
with us.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we pray, which sounds really weird, you
yeah.
know, it's like we pray and we don't see what we want. And then God's like, okay, are you going to give up or are you going to stay in there with me? Are you going to keep fighting a battle till you get it, you know? And are you going to do what it takes to get it? Or are you going to quit early? And so
that.
It's one of those
yeah.
things that we need to not give in the chicken game and quit
yeah.
and just stay in there until God brings it about. And while we're doing it, we need to have fun. And I'm kind of a serious person, so I don't really think a lot about God being fun.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm learning to work on the fun thing.
Yeah, he has a sense of humor. You got to watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he does. I mean, he talks about, you know, Jesus sneaking up on the disciples, you know, and things like that. Here they are out in the boat and he come. Okay, check this out. I'm going to walk on water. Let's see their faces when they see this, you know.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine that kind of thing going on? And it's like Moses walking along and all of a sudden
yeah.
there's a bush burning that's not burning up.
Right.
And, you know, you can just see Moses going, what?
What?
let me go. That yeah. can't be what I just
yeah.
saw,
yeah.
you know.
And then God has to warn him, Moses, don't. You know, don't come over this way without, you know, because
take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off.
Take your shoes off. Yep. It's holy ground, you know, and you can yeah. imagine, you know, and it says that God is just enough. Just in time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in this time of God and we need to be aware of that because he's going to do things when he's ready to do it.
Right.
And we've got to be there ready to go.
Right.
You know, like the Egyptians crossing the Red Sea. He didn't show up for that until it was time.
In the moment.
Literally, like the last moment, you know, and it's like the ship, you know, the winds are hitting the ship and getting ready to destroy that. And it's like, that's when they just like, oh my gosh, you know, and God shows up just in time to deliver them. And
yeah.
we have that kind of God that is a just-in-time God. And we need to know that he's there. And because that way it stops us from giving up too soon to watch what goes on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we need to wait on God for those that daily manna. That was a whole huge issue for me because sometimes we get so busy. It's like, you know, I just want all this stuff so I don't have to worry about going to God every time I need something.
Right.
You know? And
yes.
he's like, no. We're supposed to be asking for our daily bread.
Right.
You know, and because if we have to wait for the daily bread, then that means we're relying on God daily
yeah,
and
yeah.
not just expecting him to give us everything
yeah.
so we can go yeah. back to being selfish
yeah.
and doing it on our own.
Me, help me.
Yeah.
Exactly. We need that codependence on God to be successful. And he knows that because everything is coming from him.
Right. Well, we're having a great time here on Bible to Business. We have a guest in studio, Karen Engel. She's going to be with us the whole show, so we're excited to have her with us. You're listening to Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, who is not from in Phoenix. She is here in studio. We'll be right back after this.
so much on your mind. World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. And NFL stands for No Friends Left. Yes. A lot of home-based businesses are in the NFL club, and we're trying to get them out. So we have this radio show. We have a lot of tools and techniques and strategies to help keep you out of the NFL, teach you how to market better, how to form those relationships. And people buy from people they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. So that's what this show is about, helping you do that. We have a lot of business tips we're going to be sharing with you during the show. And if you're enjoying the show, please support us by sponsoring the show, but also you can make donations to ctkradio.org. We'd love for you to help us out in that. So before the break, we were talking about the Circle Maker book, and we were looking at chapter 10 that has a wealth of great information about praying for your business and how to do that properly. And Deborah, you were covering some of that. You want to pick up on some of that?
Yeah, actually, I want to go talk about the manna a little bit. When we think about the manna that came, you know, they were told to get just enough for today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't matter whether they had a big family, they had enough for the big family. Yeah. If they had a small family, they had enough. But they were never to keep more than a day's worth.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why can't they do we want to just gather it all up so we got it, you know?
Store it up.
And he's like, no, you know, I want you to trust me daily.
Right.
And so we really need to get in a habit where we're trusting God daily.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really messed me up, and I'm still messed up by it, is holy complications.
Holy complications.
Holy complications. We need to feel like that it, we kind of feel like it should get easier the more we serve God, the more we're doing what he calls us to do. And he kind of says, that ain't going to happen.
No.
He says, the will of God doesn't get easier. The will of God gets harder.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the harder it gets, the harder we have to pray.
Don't you think that means that he's building our muscles?
Yes.
That it's like a power lifter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't come out of the womb benching 400 pounds.
Right. Right.
And as you gain your skills and you refine the tools that he's given you, he can give you harder stuff to do.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's like more a spiritual competent muscle. Yeah. You're more competent and he trusts you and he's like a parent that's teaching his children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I tell people all the time in business, I said, if you don't have any problems, you don't have a business. You don't have anything going on.
You don't have any problems.
That's right.
I said, no, everything's going fine. Then you don't have anything if it's going fine.
That's right.
Because something, you know, there's always going to be challenges that come up that, you know, that challenge us,
mm-hmm.
you know, so. The bigger the challenge, the bigger the vision and dream and all that mm-hmm. stuff.
Absolutely right. Yes, you're right, Karen. And stretching that faith, it is so important so that we can get to the dreams that we want. And then, so we need to, the complications we run into is evidence of God's blessings.
Mm.
When's the last time you looked as a complication as a blessing from God?
Right.
It takes a minute.
Yeah.
You have to stop. You have to decide, I think, to say, oh, wait, I need to look.
Mm-hmm.
I need to open my eyes. Mm-hmm. And because it's always hindsight, don't you think?
Right.
When you don't see it in the moment, it's you look behind, you go,
got it. Yeah. That's because you're messed up in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see past it. But you're right. Once you get out of it, you know, or if you get a moment where you can take a breath and say, God, show me what you're doing. And when you ask him that, he'll show you enough.
Yeah.
And if he shows you too much, it's like, okay, don't do that again.
Too much.
I don't
too much.
See it.
TMI.
TMI. Absolutely. You know, and he says sin will complicate our lives in a negative way, but God's blessing complicates our lives in a positive way.
Wow.
I'm like, what a concept, you know? So that is really awesome and stuff. And so, and he afflicts the, God comforts the afflicted and he afflicts the comfortable. What a mess that is.
See, he has a sense of humor.
He does. Yeah.
I see him sitting up there going, okay, you know, so-and-so's been just gliding along. We're going to tweak it a bit today and just see what they do with that. And he'll giggle a little bit and in the most kind and loving way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He has such a sense of humor.
He does.
I mean, who puts a duck on a duck bill on a platypus body? I'm sorry.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Really.
Have
really?
You seen one of the, I think it was Evan Almighty?
Yes.
And
it-
And Evan's talking about his plans, and God starts laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are you laughing at?
You're going to do what?
He said, no, no, I can't do that. I've got this stuff to do. And he starts laughing. You got stuff to do?
Such a good movie.
You know, and God says in his word that, you know, if you're lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he can't move a parked car.
Yeah.
If you're not either totally cold that he can move you or totally hot that he can get you going, then you can't work for him. And so he wants to get us so that we're not comfortable and moving forward. And unfortunately today, we've got a lot of Christians a little too comfortable.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
causing us a problem because
way
now it's looking like America doesn't have that many Christians in it because the non-Christians are running things.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely.
And it's not true.
No, no.
We're just too silent. Mm-hmm. And it's time for us to break that silence. If you can talk about your stuff, then I can talk about my stuff.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Say that,
absolutely. Absolutely. I have such a struggle with people, especially in our political season right now, because I love that collaborative, challenging conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be a conversation.
Yeah.
It's not just didactic where you just I'm telling you how you're going to feel and speak and think.
Right, right.
Because that's what I believe. And if you don't have the interactive conversation, people don't want to hear what they don't want to hear. My granddaughter came home from school the other this last week, and she had made an elephant ears head band. So it was a headband around her forehead and then elephant ears on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
And on it was written, "Thank you, God, for giving me ears to hear."
Mm.
And so she's been walking around with her little elephant ears on. And are you listening? Yes, I'm listening. I have ears to hear. And that's what I pray for people to get the cotton out of their ears.
Yeah. Have the ears to hear. That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so we just keep on praying hard and God will make our life harder. And then the harder we pray, and then we will have work. You know, more work comes and it just becomes a cycle. But what I like about it is that we have to be willing to do something.
Right.
We can't pray about it and put no work behind it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If we put work behind it, we will see amazing things happen. And then we'll find this place that God created us to do, like what you're doing, Karen, that you just love what you're doing and
so
you would
fun.
Do it no matter what, you know, and then we get the greatest joy out of it. And then that's when we're more like our Father than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why our saying here in the studio is pray hard, work hard, because it's about praying hard, but it's also about working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And those two combined, that's when you have something going on.
Yep. Absolutely.
And speaking of Welcome Baby Darling, tell us a little bit about Welcome Baby Darling while we have a few moments here.
Welcome Baby Darling was a gift that was given to me by the founder, Becky Wiederstein.
Mm-hmm.
She created a gifting service to put safe and vetted resources in the hands of new and expecting families.
Hmm.
We have a physical red bucket with a lid that businesses can put their information in.
And how much does it cost the business to...
It will depend upon how long they want to ride the ride.
Okay.
We start at $100 a month and go down to $60 a month.
Okay.
Based on how long you want to play with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to have benefit for everybody, the moms and the brand partners and everybody. So, yeah, it's just fun. And we get that information into the hands of the parents in several ways. One, through consignment sales. Mm-hmm. We'll hand them out there. They're free to the expecting family.
Okay.
So they don't cost them anything. Mm-hmm. Businesses can pass them out mm-hmm. for free. Doesn't cost the business anything to participate as a distribution site. Mm-hmm. If you want to get your information into the bucket, then you also receive that contact information back so you can follow up in an appropriate, kind, gentle
way.
Mm-hmm. No stalking. No annoying and right. not listening to these mommies when you follow up with them.
Wow.
So that's in a nutshell what we do. We're in the Denver area. We're going to be opening up Fort Collins next and Seattle mm-hmm. and then 100 cities across the nation.
And in the world.
So, yeah, sure. We'll go wherever.
What an awesome way to honor a woman
for
caring
so
for
precious.
Her babies. What an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we don't do a lot of and we need to do more of. So I think, Karen, what you're doing is so great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's one of those things that you just don't know where your path is. God's got you on a path. And if you keep your head down and you're not kind of looking up, because we're all looking at our electronics now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't look up occasionally and see where you're headed, you don't know where God's going to take you. You don't have that little tiny, not TMI, but just, you know, want to look a little bit more.
Right.
The other thing too, Deb, is you were talking about the part about the daily manna.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dear friend of mine talk about peeing to the fifth power. She was Lisa Clark, and she's Mary Kay National Sales Director. She passed away a couple years ago. Mm. Dear mentor of mine, but her dad, father of girls, single dad of girls, said, girls pee to the fifth power every day.
Okay.
So. Right.
And you're going to explain that.
I am going to explain how do you pee to the fifth power.
We may have to catch that on the other
every
side
day.
Of the break.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm anxious to know. Yeah, I think.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
We're definitely going to have to check that out. All right. Well, you are listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. And we are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, who is in the studio.
Yes, I am.
Live and in living color. We are talking with Karen Ingo, and she is a wealth of information and a very fun person to have as an interviewee-er kind of thing.
A talking human.
Yeah. And she's a welcome baby darling, so we're going to hear about that. She has something about peeing to the
fifth power. Pee to the fifth power.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. We're going to catch that on the other side of the break. You can find us at Bible to no.
ASA. See, we goofed you up.
Got me messed up now. ASANetwork.biz and also do a Facebook for ASA Network. We'll see you next time.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt
when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio. Stay in the fight to the final
round. You're not going under. Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way not from Phoenix, Arizona, but in studios live.
Yes, I am here.
And we are here praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL. And that stands for
No Friends Left.
Absolutely. A lot of home-based business owners wind up in the NFL. We're going to teach you how to get out of that. And we have a lot of great tips and strategies to help you with that. Now, before we were ending the last segment, Karen was telling us about some peeing to the fifth power thing. So we have to figure out what the heck that is. So
okay.
Karen, tell us about that.
Well, Deborah, you were talking about in The Circle Maker in chapter 10 about manna, daily manna.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that has hit me, like, I have that instinct to just hoard it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it.
Yeah.
So I had the gift of a mentor in my former life as a Mary Kay beauty consultant with National Sales Director Lisa Clark. She left for the Lord almost 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that she taught us was to pee to the fifth power. Her father is a single dad of, I think, 5 girls, and he's a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he would walk around the house in the morning, girls, pee to the fifth power. What it stands for is prior preparation prevents poor performance.
Mm-hmm.
So I overlay that concept with the daily manna.
Mm-hmm.
You need to prepare to receive that daily manna.
Mm-hmm.
Because if God is going to put somebody in your life today,
mm-hmm,
that you need to react to in some way for your business or for anything else,
mm-hmm,
yesterday, the preparation that you did sets you up for receiving that manna today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pee to the fifth power, you're not ready for tomorrow's manna.
Yeah.
So instead of hoarding the manna,
mm-hmm,
you can be ready to receive just what you need in time, just in time inventory and just in time receiving of his blessing.
Yes.
So, pee to the fifth power.
All right.
That's awesome.
So, our listeners are grabbing their pens trying to get all the P's down.
Right.
So tell us the P's slower so we can write them down.
Prior preparation prevents poor performance.
Prior preparation prevents poor performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that is awesome.
So it's it's a challenge. I mean, that's building those daily muscles.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. And it gets us ready for what he says is, my mercies are new every morning.
Yeah.
So we've got to be ready to pick up those mercies so that we can go get that blessing that he has for us for that day.
Get that manna.
That is a good word. Thank you.
Get that manna, girl.
That's it.
Yep. Right. And girls can pee to the fifth power.
Yes.
That's right.
Guys can pee to the fifth power too, can't we?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but think you guys can do it in the natural. We're talking about in the spiritual.
Yes, true.
Just saying.
All right. Well, we're going to diverge here, maybe a little bit too far. We may have to swing back, but we're going to diverge and talk about the top 10 trends on Facebook.
Oh.
So the world is plugged into Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And the world is trending all kinds of craziness on Facebook. So we want to look into that craziness and find out and think about it for a minute and decide whether it's relevant, whether it's interesting, or just not relevant at all.
Like I'm posting that I'm going to go sit by the pool?
Yes, that would not be relevant.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And maybe not interesting.
Not interesting to me. Sorry.
So I thought we were going to have a top 10 trend without our favorite subject.
Ebola?
Ebola.
Ebola's at the top of the list again. Keeps climbing, then it shrinkles down and climbs. So NBC freelance journalist, and I cannot pronounce this person's name, declared free of virus. So Texas plans new contamination facility. So the journalist
containment facility.
Mm-hmm. So the journalist had it, and
He was that freelance journalist that contracted it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Now he's cured, and now Texas is planning new containment facilities.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is that relevant, interesting, or not relevant?
I think it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think we need to just kind of keep an eye on it, because through it, we see signs and symptoms of what is going on in our country, mm-hmm. you know, where we have protocols in place and they weren't really using the protocols.
Right.
You know, they said that you can't get it from just anybody, right. you know, nobody, you know, unless you do body fluid mm-hmm. contact or something like that, right. when that's really not the case.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of misinformation, which is typical of our day and time mm-hmm. in our country. Mm-hmm. So we can look at that and see some of the trends going on and trying to get this fear to kick in. Mm-hmm. So that our government can come in and rescue us.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, no.
No.
You
know.
God will rescue me.
Well, and to me, it's something I agree with you, Deborah, to keep an eye on, but it's kind of the top of the iceberg, the way I look at it.
Right. Right.
It is something to keep aware of. It is interesting, mm-hmm. but the underneath of that iceberg is much bigger, because I think it rolls into the whole immigration mm-hmm. Discussion mm-hmm. and how to handle that
yeah.
and how to make sure that the people who are here already mm-hmm. are cared for.
Yeah.
But there's always, you know, how do you digest that kind of information in 140 characters Twitter?
No, you can't. And I have two things that that are relevant to the Ebola situation. First mm-hmm. off is, if you have a child that's sick at home,
yes.
where do you keep the child?
You keep the child at home.
At home.
Right.
Okay, you don't send them to school.
No.
And if a child gets sick at school,
you bring them home.
You get a call and the school says, we got a sick child, mm-hmm. you got to come take this child away.
Right.
So how on earth does it make sense for us to allow people with a deadly disease mm-hmm. to just travel around and go anywhere?
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
So why are we doing it?
It is an airborne virus, right?
It's airborne through bodily fluids.
Sometimes.
So if you sneeze, you got all kinds of little tiny airborne wet particles floating around.
And there's always particles floating around in the air.
Mm-hmm. It is, especially in contained places.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, if... right now in the U.S., in the United States, every year, there's over between 20 to 30 to 40 to 50,000 people who die from flu complications.
Mm-hmm.
Flu
mm-hmm.
complications.
Right.
Which is a virus, which if the child gets sick and stuff, we keep them home.
Yeah.
So there are more people dying from the flu. We should be more worried about the flu than we're worried about Ebola.
Yeah, and I hear you. And you know what? And actually, mm-hmm. just because I flew up here before I left my house.
You're thinking, do I wear a face mask?
I pulled out my anointing oil.
Yeah.
And I went outside of my house and I anointed the doorposts with oil mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus, just like the Israelites did
yes.
for the Ebola and for the flu to pass uh-huh. over my house in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
then I anointed my son I had my son anoint me mm-hmm. and just claim God's glory. And I got on the plane. And I have to tell this real quick.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting next to this lady and she's pulling out her wipes, and her name was Barbara, and she's wiping her hands and stuff. And she says, I'm sorry, you know, with all this Ebola and stuff, I just really need to protect myself. I said, I understand protection. I said, you know what? Before I left my house and I told her about the story,
yeah.
you know, with me, with the anointing oil and everything, had no clue whether she was a Christian or not.
Didn't matter.
I'm telling her the story and I said, so I get safety.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And she understood it. She ended up being a Christian. It was really cool. So
we had
a great conversation, but mm-hmm. that's what we need to do with fear, things like that.
Yeah.
We need to just, you know, turn
take
it over.
Take action.
Yeah.
yeah.
God gave mm-hmm. us that ability.
Well, that's why we wipe down the grocery cart handle with the wipes. You know, that's what we do. You know, we have to be prior preparation prevents poor performance.
There you go.
That's the thing.
P to the fifth power.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another trend on Facebook, the second trend, is in Missouri Senate, the Ferguson police arrested a state senator at the site of ongoing protests over the death of Michael Brown. So the senator was arrested. She was getting a little bit wild and crazy and stuff at the scene or something, causing a disturbance. So they arrested the senator.
Why? Let me ask why that's even relevant to life on the planet?
It's not.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
It's not right.
And our senator could be doing something to help our country.
Like maybe go to work and show up for the vote.
Right.
I don't know.
Instead of, you know, stirring issues and let us move on.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree for that
family.
She
wanted to throw herself into the.
Oh, it's political. Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, you either follow the money. My mom said, what's the motivator? Mm. I love my mother. She's my hero.
Yeah.
She's my hero. And she said, if you can figure out what motivates someone, you got it.
Yeah.
You can figure out how to work with them, how to go around them if you need to, whatever. So what is that senator's motivation? But it's not relevant.
Nope.
Doesn't change the price of tea in anywhere.
It sure doesn't. So we'll move on. So Mark Driscoll, controversial Seattle pastor, speaks for the first time since resigning from the Mars Hill Church. And I didn't get a chance to see why he resigned. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. So,
that may be relevant locally.
Yeah, locally.
Mm-hmm. That may be locally relevant, but not... I'm full of opinion, Casper. Just tell me when to be quiet here.
No, you're doing good.
We spent 13 years in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I have a basic understanding of the communities up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's locally relevant.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, I find it interesting that it's trending on Facebook. So obviously the world is watching this. And I think what happens is the world loves to see any pastor, any Christian, or anyone claiming to be holier than thou kind of person fall.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that happens, they shoot right up to the front of the news pack.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're always talking about that. And so it's, to me, it's relevant in the sense that we need to be mindful as men and women of God that we need to be shining a light on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when we fall, the world loves to shine a light on us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's falling into the darkness because we're in a fallen world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's that mob mentality, I kind of think.
Yep, yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But locally relevant.
Right, right. Okay, so this one's probably going to be not relevant or anything. But Renee Zellweger, she's the Bridget Jones actress, reveals new look at Ellen's Women in Hollywood Awards.
Sorry, what were our choices again?
Not interested.
Not interested. Snoozing.
Not relevant. Not even. Okay.
Snoring.
Yeah. Right. We'll move on.
Yeah.
But you'll love the next one though. This is really cool. This has got to be interesting to everybody.
Oh gosh.
So okay. Paul Rubin.
Oh, Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman. Actor currently starring in NBC's The Blacklist hints at the long-awaited Pee-wee Herman movie.
Oh, dear God, help us. Now, that is interesting from a fear perspective because I still am having... I can't. Oh, please, no. Please stop him.
I'm scared.
Stop him. Sit on him. Do something. Oh, my gosh.
Poor Pee-wee Herman.
But you know what? It was a one-hit wonder. Leave it alone.
Let it go. Let it go. All righty, then.
When they say, let's
now the whole Frozen song's going through my head. Let it go. Yeah.
All right. So Miller Brewing Company. There's a thief that makes off with semi truck carrying 44,000 pounds of Miller High Life beer.
He's going to some field in the middle of nowhere and having a kegger.
Yeah.
You know,
now for me, it's not relevant because I don't believe that Miller High Life is actually beer.
No, it's water with bubbles. Yes. Now, let me tell you about a beer.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. But I really could, but I'm not now.
Okay.
But yes, so
for most of it's not relevant.
it's relevant.
No.
Don't you think it's relevant to the local police so they can go arrest him?
Yeah. And for a thief and, stealing beer. Yes.
Okay. Okay, one more quick one. Sadie Robertson, the Duck Dynasty star's daughter, she performs on Dancing with the Stars, and she did the rumba. But she didn't do it the way the judges wanted her to, because she's Christian and she actually is a young lady who knows her place and values and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think she was chastised by the judges or something.
See, that is more relevant because you added the additional information.
Right.
If I read that, I'd be like, no different than Renee Zellweger.
I got you. So after the break, we're going to get serious again and talk about some awesome business stuff. Right after the break, you're listening to Bible to Business here. I'm Casper Stockham with Deborah Smith in studio.
Yes,
my lovely wife is here in studio listening as well. With Karen Engel.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. And that stands for
No Friends Left.
Oh my goodness. You know how many business people, home-based business people, are in the NFL?
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them.
Except the ones that have finally learned.
And they're either in the NFL or they're in denial.
Right. Yeah. And which is not a country in Egypt.
It's not a river in Egypt. Yeah, it is a river in Egypt.
Right. And it's, you know, so what we do here at the show is we give you tools, strategies, and tips and just insight on how to stay out of the NFL. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we covered last show was some information by Jim Rohn. Now, Jim Rohn is a longtime mentor of mine. I met him two or three times in the past.
Yeah.
And I was telling the audience before, Karen, is that Jim Rohn is identical to how he is on stage. He's that way in person.
Is he really?
Oh my God, he's awesome. So he'll look you in the eye. He talks with you, not through you. You know, not like he's holier than now.
Nice.
I mean, he asks you about yourself and what's going on in your life. I mean, he's really talking with you.
Wonderful.
So he's been a longtime mentor of mine. I love all of his information. And he has something called Challenges to Pursue. And we covered some of these in a previous show, and I want to go through the rest of them because they are just awesome things to, you know, for us to ponder and talk about. So the next one is believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, you know, if you don't believe in yourself, why should anybody else believe in you?
Mm-hmm.
So you, it starts there. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
It's critical for you to have that self-confidence to be able to go out in the world and do things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think one of the challenges with it is that people look at someone who has worked through all the hard stuff to have the confidence and they're out front with great confidence and they go, oh man, I want to be like that or I can't do that because I can't
be
do
like
that
person.
Yeah. And what they don't realize is that nobody starts out doing something with all that confidence.
Yeah.
It is being built. It's a process.
And
so we need to know that we can build it, but it's going to take time. But keep working at it,
right,
and you keep seeing levels that you are, you know, accomplishing to have that confidence in yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is they surround themselves around people that keep them from believing in themselves.
That's right. That's that.
The naysayers.
You become like the people, the five people you're around the most.
Yes.
And your bank balance or your net worth is the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Don't say that.
So I'm glad I'm with y'all.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I am.
I changed some of my friends, you know, or had more business friends that I hang out with because I want those numbers to change.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not because there's greed or it's not self-driven.
Right.
It's taking God's belief in you.
Right.
Translating it into your, you're his hands to work.
Right.
And then that belief action kind of self, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. That's the only way we're going to get what God wants for us mm-hmm. is to envision it, to believe in ourselves, to accomplish it and do it mm-hmm. and let him, you know, work the rest out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of God, ask and pray for wisdom.
He said you won't get it if you don't.
If you want it, you got to ask for it. Healthy people ask for what they want and need.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, we talk about that on the on the I Am Love Builder show, and you need to ask for wisdom. I know in the Bible talks about Solomon asking for wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was granted that.
Yeah, he had greater wisdom than anybody. Yeah. But it was so neat the way he asked this. He wanted wisdom to govern, you know, such greater people.
Right.
You know, I mean, that to me is so inspiring. You know, it's like we wanted to do what God calls us to do, but we need God's wisdom to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has to be about, I'm currently reading a book called Start With Why.
Mm-hmm.
And
Simon Sinek.
TED Talk. Love did it.
Simon Sinek.
I'm really trying to figure out if he's really American or Australian. Actually, it's on Audible. But he says when you start with why, it's not about you. It's about what is for the greater good, basically.
Right. What you put here on earth for. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. After listening to Simon talk about that, we restructured our entire company.
Really?
And we're restructuring it again to even get more focused on the why.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely.
So, brilliant.
Right. Because once people have that passion, they see your passion in you, you know, that's what they're going to connect with.
Yeah.
And then later on, you can talk about the high and the what.
Yes. You know?
But getting that why out there is so important.
Very important.
It's huge.
Very important. We restructured our entire company. Now, this next one is very interesting, and it takes a little while to sink in, but conserve your time because you only have 20 times left. And what he means by this is you only have 20 more times to do things. For example, take a vacation. Okay, you only got about 20 more times to do you know, like a major vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think about 20 more times to do major things in your life. Mm-hmm. Going to a concert or something like that. You know, it's only about 20 more times.
Right. So like, for instance, in business, we can look at it. We're in October.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have full November and December. So we've got over 60 days left in this month. Mm-hmm. If you look at your business that way, you're going to take your time in getting there, you know. But if you say, I only have two more times before the end of this year to make a difference, then you're going to start pushing at a whole nother level.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That does. You just... You get a, have you heard the phrase, I want to be late to my funeral. I'm going to slide into it like you're sliding into home base, dirty, sweaty, out of breath. Oh my gosh, what a great ride that was. And so if you kind of take that, that's what that makes me think of.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You need to definitely be conscious of what you're doing and knowing that you only have a few more times to get that done. So you need to be enjoying the journey, you know, like you're talking about and slide in, you know, the last
I made it.
Yeah. Yeah. The next one is something that people don't really do a lot. And that is when you make some profit, invest it. Invest some of the profit back into your business. You know, don't spend it all.
Right.
You know, take 10%, 20%, whatever, and put it back into your business. You know, reinvest in your business.
That is really important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I met a young lady. Her name is Felicia Jones.
Uh-huh.
Have you met her yet?
Yep.
Oh, delightful lady. Mm-hmm. Her business is not about financial planning or anything like that. It's all about what the heck is a budget and how do I build it?
Right.
So she does all that hard work before a financial planner would sit down or whatever. But that is part of what she talks about is where do you invest what you have left?
Right.
And how do you create that into your budget and make sure it occurs?
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing people think, okay, well, I need a marketing budget. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, where's that coming from?
Right.
Well, I have a number on paper. Well, that's very nice. Mm-hmm. So marketing budget is requirement. It is just as important as rent and everything mm-hmm. else. Mm-hmm. So when you make your profit, if you don't fund that pot, mm-hmm. then it's just a number on a piece of paper. It doesn't make any
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
So that you have to, that's really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she has people go through different exercises on budgeting to where you actually have a chart or that you hang up on the wall mm-hmm. as opposed mm-hmm. to just writing it down in a little notepad and yeah. then the notepad sits on your desk somewhere you don't, it's on yeah. the wall.
Mm-hmm. Keep it in front of you.
In front yes. of you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're saying, okay, X, you know, this amount, 2/3 of my budget is going towards my rent or my mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, then you mm-hmm. have this much, you know, so you start looking at that and saying,
ooh, hello.
Yeah, I'm spending way too much.
Got to gear down.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And if you measure it, it improves.
Mm-hmm. Everything so, is measured. Measure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. The next one is protect your family.
Now, if you don't know anything about what this means, mm-hmm. you need to tune into the hour before
right.
when we do I Am Love Builders. Because then we can help you understand how important your family is and how you can protect them. And sometimes that's protecting them from you.
That is saying. True. That is true. Yes. Yes.
Help my family from me.
Well, you know what? We want our families to change. We want our kids to get better. We want our spouses to get mm-hmm. better. We want people in our lives to run their lives mm-hmm. better so we things are better for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
when do we pray, God, yeah. change me?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you change me, mm-hmm. then it's going to change everybody mm-hmm. I interact
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
Isn't that verse that's the one, forgive me, I cannot even tell you where it comes from mm-hmm. out of the Bible, but it's, please, God, help me deal with the log in my eye before I deal
yes.
with the speck in my neighbor's.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Splinter,
that
yeah.
was mm-hmm. that was something that
yeah.
got hit through my forehead
yeah.
a couple years ago pretty
yeah.
hard. And
yeah.
things have definitely, as I've improved that part of what, because mm-hmm. I thought, well, if they would, it's like my siblings, if you people would just do what I say, when I say it, in the manner I say,
yeah, yeah.
we would be fine.
Everything
right.
would be fine.
I'm mm-hmm. the bossy older sister and I'm right. Well, not always,
not
but
always.
Don't, I didn't say that out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about that statement, I think about what I strive to do every day. And that is, even if I'm having a challenge with my wife, I never let the world know that.
Right.
In other words, I don't go out and talk about my wife to my friends. Man, I can't believe she did this and she did that and da da da. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't need to know that.
No,
you're it's none of their business.
Yeah.
As far as they know, she's the sweetie and she will always be the sweetie. That's
and you it. Can sing her praises mm-hmm. all day long.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
And
do.
You do.
I do.
And you actually do.
Yeah,
and
do.
That's
yeah.
that's to me that's a mark of a strong man.
Yeah. Well, the only challenge with that, I do have a pet peeve with that. And I'm glad she's in studio. She can hear this, but she already knows because I've said it many times, is that when I get a friend like Karen, Karen's mm-hmm. my friend.
Yes.
So when I get Karen and I introduce Karen to the sweetie, all of a sudden now,
sweetie.
She's Karen's friend.
She's my buddy.
Yeah.
She's
whatever.
My Cheryl. Are you kidding?
Whatever. Whatever.
Honey, I'd like to introduce you to my new friend. This is Karen.
Yeah, whatever.
This is my girl.
Whatever.
She's in my pocket now.
Well, we've been having a great time. You're listening to Bible to Business. I'm Casper Stockham. We have Deborah Smith in studios
yes.
with us. She's going to be with us all
Yay.
Week.
Yes.
And some, I think, no, all week. Yes, all week.
Yes, all week.
And we've been talking with Karen Ingo from Welcome Baby Darling. And you have been listening to Bible the Business. You can find us at asanetwork.biz and you can do a Facebook search as well. We'll see you on the next show.
Just take a breath. Don't forget. Hang on to his promises. He wants you to know you're an overcomer.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.